life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
It's time for the Dynamite in the Brain top five. This week, the top five anime that dummies think were made on drugs. Today's chartologists are Anthony.
Hello.
Bradley.
Hello, friends.
And me, Brian. Yes, so these are the top five anime that idiots think were made under the influence of narcotics. I have based my choices on a couple of criteria. One was actually specific numbers of idiots I could find on Twitter saying these things. And the other was more looking into the idea of mindfuck anime, man. You gotta watch these mindfuck animes. They're made by people who are on drugs.
Well, that's a future Tumblr account. Well, probably it already exists.
Mindfuckanime.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
Which was a phrase I'd not heard for a while, but I definitely remembered and may have been guilty of in sort of late 90s, early 2000s.
What, of using that?
Oh, I've definitely used that phrase before.
I hope we all have. It's, it's a good line.
We can't get too smarmy here. We are guilty. We perpetrated this.
And I've eliminated from any consideration any anime worked on by the anime producer and Yamato co-creator Yoshinobu Nishizaki, because he has actually been busted for, he was like an amazing arrest. He was arrested when police found in his attaché case 50 grams of stimulants, 7 grams of morphine, 9 grams of marijuana. While on bail, he went to the Philippines on his English-registered cruiser, the Ocean 9. He returned to smuggle in an M16 with an M203 grenade launcher, a Glock 17, and a large amount of ammunition.
The drugs, I'm not saying they're fine, but the scale of that crime escalated.
That's not the end. In 1999, he was arrested after a handgun, 131 bullets, and 20 grams of stimulant drugs were seized from his house. He then voluntarily submitted 2 automatic rifles, 1,800 bullets, and 30 howitzer shells kept in a station wagon in his garage. So,
what was he doing with them? Just,
I don't know. So Yamato, yes, space battle ship Yamato, can't be considered because he may well have been on drugs when making it. And then also the producer, anime producer, and the heir to Kadokawa Shoten, Haruki Kadokawa, he was the one I could remember off the top of my head. He was caught in 93 trying to smuggle cocaine from the US to Japan.
Can I just note that animation as a job has all the hallmarks of the kind of job where the people doing it need to be on cocaine to fully meet their deadlines?
Well, yes, crystal meth is quite popular in Japan. I believe that's
really?
Where it was originally created, yes. Wow. However, it would not necessarily be very good to help you do animation, because there's like various documentaries you can find where they've given like spiders speed.
Oh, yes.
And they basically do things erratically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They build their web erratically, whereas if you give them ecstasy, they would do it regularly. Ecstasy is better for doing repetitious work than speed is. So, but then maybe that may explain some really hideous animation over the years.
It all boils down to that.
But those are the only two.
Because drugs are really bad in Japan, aren't they? I'm sure rules are extremely strict. Understandably so, of course. But
yes, so those are the two guys who I could find related to animation production, but not actually animators themselves, who've been.
Oh, I don't think you went over the second one.
Oh, yeah, he was the...
You talked about the Yamato guy.
Yeah, so he was smuggling... yes, the Kadokawa heir who was caught smuggling cocaine into Japan from the US. I believe he was involved in some animation production as a producer, obviously just being part of Kadokawa. I remember him being mentioned in the 90s as a news item in anime magazines. So, let's get started. With number five, we've all picked exactly the same thing.
because we were all scared to talk about it on our own.
Well, I put it at number five because I can't guarantee that the creator was not on antidepressants at the time of making it. And that is Neon Genesis Evangelion, which people definitely think was made under the influence of drugs. Anthony, what about you? Do you any specific?
Well, I want to mention my criteria actually.
Go for it. Yes,
I nearly fell for the trap of being one of the dummies. My list was going to be the dummy list, But I was soon got a rude awakening. Either way, my criteria is when I've overheard people talking about something and someone, or I've been with someone, we've watched something and someone said, "Oh, they were on something." When they made that. Oh, they were on something. Oh, they must have been on something. So, and I think this is the base level, the bottom of the fifth for me, because everybody I know who's newly watched it, so didn't watch it like, you know, when it was at its big hype, its big point. Everybody I know who watched it recently been like, "Oh God, the Japanese are always doing crazy stuff. I bet they're on something." So that's why it's my number five. And I can understand where they come from, but just because you don't understand something or just because you don't want to make sense of something, it doesn't mean the person who did it is high as a kite. But they may have.
Right. That, so this kind of gets to what people mean when they say somebody must have been high while they were making it. They don't necessarily... Okay, so I guess they do ascribe that as an actual thing that happened, but what they seem to often mean is, I don't understand what this is. I have no context to appreciate what's going on here. And that can be especially jarring in something like Evangelion, which starts very logical and gradually kind of slides into madness, more or less. And that heightens the effect of kind of watching the last few episodes, which is something I'll talk about more later on. But it's a lazy explanation, which I guess is what we're getting to. But I've certainly been guilty of saying something similar.
Yeah.
But part of the fun of watching and learning about anime is getting that additional context from a culture that you're not from. So
yeah.
I mean, for me, this is a different kind of weird. Evangelion is a different kind of weird than the rest of the things on my list.
Yeah,
it's a different level of high.
And there was some medical research a few years ago about how certain, like a surreal comedies, there's like a certain type of brain which understands them, and some certain other brains just don't get them.
So like I think the Mighty Boosh.
Yeah, so I think there is the thing of some people just can't get it. It's so therefore they need to have another explanation. For it.
But it's not like brains are static things.
That's true.
Surely
yes.
they could eventually learn as well. So.
But yeah.
That research sounds sketch to me, generally, but what do I know?
Yeah, but it's physiology as well. But yes, you can like force your brain into. But yeah.
So they were what? Mapping brains?
And yeah, it's like sort of.
Watch something?
Yeah. Okay. That.
And they noticed similarities between the people who said they didn't enjoy it and the people who did enjoy it.
Yeah, it's comedy, so obviously you can see from how people behave.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, harder to lie about whether or not you find something funny.
Yes.
God, this episode's going to be way deeper than I ever imagined.
Yeah, so if you did a search for Evangelion drugs, like the very first thing is, do you think Anno did drugs? And that's from a year ago.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Like, yeah, wow.
Think about it. The idea of breaking down your AT field is a lot like LSD. Okay?
Is it?
Take your word. And also, a good thing about this is often it's people who've never taken drugs discussing whether or not somebody else is on drugs. That is the other
thing.
That's
the really obnoxious thing about this, isn't it? That taking drugs is just this one thing that makes you weird. When in fact it has a very specific chemical effect on your body that is usually well researched at this point. And taking one drug isn't going to be the same as some other drug. So at the very least, please specify which drug you think they were on at the time.
But also, I think some of this comes from some people who do swear that they're more creative on certain drugs. And so therefore, people buy into that as well. I think it's Evangelion covered. I definitely fell into the mindfuck area, and I think those last two episodes are a big part of why people think it is. Whereas maybe just running out of time to make your anime is a lot like being on drugs.
No, they ran out of time to make the anime because they were on the drugs.
Oh, okay. Right.
There we go.
Number four. Anthony, what is your number four?
Kill la Kill. I partly feel somewhat guilty of thinking these guys are just obscenely weird and potentially pulling their ideas from a source that may have been influenced. Because, as I've mentioned before, I love the first half of this show, and then it just goes a bit too nuts. It goes too nuts, even for me, with all the nude stuff. And I don't know, I can just imagine a group of guys sat in a room, high as kites, giggling at the thought of the nudity. So
you're very straight-laced, though, aren't you, Anthony?
Well, in some degrees, yes, and others, no, but I don't know. Kill la Kill is definitely one of those crazy ones where I've showed people screenshots and have been like, oh, that's so typical of the Japanese. They're all perverts. And look at them. They're probably high when they made that. And people have said that as a quote.
Well, I will say, Anthony, that when I was doing some search for quotes for my number two and number one,
yeah,
is that Kill la Kill was occasionally described as my number one and number two choices on drugs. So it was like,
see?
These yeah. things that other people think were made by people on drugs. Kill la Kill is like that, but even more drugs are involved.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Kill la Kill's definitely feels that way, so.
Yeah, I think you're spot on in thinking that is things people believe. Including maybe you.
Maybe that was the intention.
The dummy was in the room all along.
Yeah.
Bradley, what's your number four?
I didn't quite get into my criteria, so to explain this next choice, let me explain a bit about my criteria. I'm not really ranking anything here besides the number one choice, so I don't really have a criteria beyond. These are anime that people have probably said they made when they were on drugs, but I also have a sub-criteria of this anime is probably fun to watch while you are on the drugs. I can testify that this is actually fairly true for my next pick, which is just take the last episode of any Studio Gonzo adaptation. Don't watch the rest of the anime. That would be a mistake. But if you watch just the last episode and try to figure out what the hell is going on, I assure you that you are in for a good time of sorts. Normally, I think by the time that... Because this was always a problem with Studio Gonzo anime, right? Is that they would adapt the first few volumes of something that was currently running. They would run out of material, and then they'd have to make up the rest.
Yeah.
And the show would just go off the rails from there. So imagine being dropped into the last part of it with absolutely no context for what is going on. And that's what it's like to watch. There's probably lots of anime where this makes sense, any kind of a serial fantasy, I would imagine. They escalate to the point where it just gets really absurd and you're dealing with incredibly world or universe shattering events. And you have no context for that while you watch it. This, incidentally, was also how I watched the ending of Scrapped Princess. So, that's right. My suggestion, recommendation.
My number four was Serial Experiments Lane, which is kind of much the same furrow as Evangelion. In fact, this was Pioneer's attempt to make their own Evangelion, which I know because I was at a con where representatives from Pioneer were telling people that. This is going to be our Evangelion. And, of course, it has the same sort of response of people. Not as big, maybe, as Evangelion. But also probably much less likely to have been made under the influence of any sort of drugs, legal or illegal. I got Man, Serial Experiments Lane. Serial Experiments Lane is on drugs, people are saying. Best animes to watch on drugs. And this probably falls more into that area.
Yeah.
Also, the mindfuck anime, and this was probably also in my mind because I once watched like half of the this series and Perfect Blue all in the same afternoon. And some Eurosight Sewer episodes as well. And showing it to people who've never really watched anime before as well. Good place to get them started.
Throw them off the deep end. If they can swim, you know that they're hardcore.
Yes. Yeah, I can't find any. I'm sure I did have some more specific examples when I wrote this list down, but now I can't find them. But there you go. So Serial Experiments Lane is my number four, but it's really representing all those post-Eva Let's Be Clever anime. Okay.
To be fair, Serial Experiments Lane now just straight up seems prophetic in some respects. So
it does. Been a while since I've watched it.
I think it has aged really well, but it's been a while since I've watched it as well. So,
yep.
Maybe we should do an episode about it.
Oh, maybe we could.
I would like to, because I've never seen it. Well, I think I've seen one episode and I found it really boring.
Stick it on your list, Anthony.
I will. I've actually got the list open at the moment because I need to deal with that.
Righty-ho. Number three, Anthony. What is your number three?
My number three.
I think you're spot on this one.
Dead Leaves. I mean, there's just so many aspects of this that could be thought to have been influenced by some drug of sorts. Even the prison break. Everything with his drill dick. Just because it's so out there doesn't mean it was on drugs, obviously, but there's got to be some strange influences there. You know, I watched this with a group of people, and at the end, I'm not a big fan of Dead Leaves, as I've made apparent in the past, but we all looked at each other and kind of like went, whew, well, that was definitely a thing. And then at the end, it goes a different kind of crazy with, isn't it like a giant baby?
It's been a while since I've watched it.
Not even just visually, this is kind of like a feast for the eyes, but just some of the things, especially the dick drill. The dick drill for me is...
See, my main memory of it now is us recording the podcast after you watched it and me and Leon ganging up on you.
Yeah, because that was the second time I'd seen it, and I wasn't really a big fan of it. I don't think it's all that.
No, it's your... I think it's probably the one we've been divided on most on the podcast. Possibly more than Puguru, because Puguru was just making you watch to get a response out of you. Whereas I thought you would actually like Dead Leaves.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see fine people here. Dead Leaves, a movie that was made on acid and other drugs, says somebody on
Twitter.
Other
drugs, ooh. Interesting.
So you're not alone there.
Good.
Every single person involved in the production of Dead Leaves must have been on drugs.
Everybody. Everybody.
Dead Leaves, a movie on LCD, crack, meth, and other drugs.
Oh, it's not that extreme. Let's reel it in a bit here.
Those were very different drugs.
And
they're not even consistent.
And one of them's not even a drug. It's what you make screens out of. Bradley, what is your number three?
I honestly came up with, I think, four good ones and then had to slot in one more. So my pick is something that nobody else is mentioning. The Big O, which is an anime I love.
Mm.
But it also has tomatoes playing a significant role that I don't think anyone has really explained well enough. So it takes a mystifying turn. Again, it's got that Evangelion thing where you think you have a handle on what's going on, and then it gets very odd, and that's very disorienting.
And then season two happens. That's when it goes a bit crazy.
Right. Well, I'm thinking of it all in one. So I'm thinking mostly of season two.
Yeah.
I agree with this, actually. I think this is a good pick.
And I have yet to see season two.
And disappointingly, Bruce Wayne never banged that robot.
He never bangs Robin either, so.
Yeah, that is disappointing too.
And of course, that is the same writer as Serial Experiments Lane. So make of that what you will.
It's a good cartoon, though. You should absolutely watch it if you haven't seen it.
We are doing a podcast. We agree. Well, no, I decided. Let's not make it some sort of agreement. It was entirely mine. After we did the podcast about Big O, I then said we were going to leave it as long as the gap was between Big O and Big O Season 2 before we do the Season 2 podcast. So that's coming this summer. Or next summer, rather.
Get hyped.
Nice. It's and make sure you don't rewatch the first season ahead of time. You need to be dropped in cold.
Yes.
I agree. I can't wait for this. I love season two of Big O. I think it's great.
And my number three was TQ.
That's the tennis thing, isn't
that
it?
That is the tennis thing, yes.
It's the greatest anime ever made. Probably.
Are you on drugs, Bradley?
I love me some TQ.
Well, yeah, you definitely should check out Haybot then, Bradley. Because it does.
No, the way you described Haybot earlier sounds exactly like my sort of thing.
Yes, it feels occasionally like somebody tried to make a full-length TV program at the same pace as TQ. So it is very, very, very fast. The editing is insane. And yet people think it was made either under the influence of drugs or watching it feels like being under the influence of drugs. And some people were pleased when they did that. Is it Yusurome earlier this year? Which is like TQ if it was a little bit more sedate and a little bit longer. Do you watch that one, Bradley?
No, I haven't.
It's the spin-off.
I haven't really watched new anime in about a year.
I think they're like 4-minute episodes rather than 2-minute episodes or something like that.
Okay.
With a different set of characters, but who kind of all sort of... They're like the rival school who showed up in like a couple of episodes, maybe. And it's about them, but they're kind of like the equivalents of the TQ characters, but they're not as bananas as the TQ characters.
Well, sounds like I'm going to have to bone up on my TQ continuity first before watching that. Otherwise, I'm not going to get the full context.
Yeah, I mean, I'm behind as well. I'm about a season and a half behind. Got to catch up on TQ. But yes.
I'll confess I haven't watched any TQ either, so... What I've been wanting to do with a friend who runs a sports anime podcast is I told him, well, look, you got to cover TQ. Otherwise, you'll never cover all the sports anime. And what we're going to do is we're going to set aside an afternoon to watch all 6 seasons or however many they have.
I think it's 8 now.
And several bottles of liquor that we'll need to finish off by the end of it. And then we record immediately and we'll see how it goes. So he has not taken me up on that yet.
Well, for a safe drinking game is to drink every time they play tennis. And then you'll stay quite sober.
That's a fantastic suggestion.
That's TQ. Number 2, Anthony, from you.
Spirit Away. This was nearly my number 1. Because there was that kind of time frame where Jonathan Ross hyped this up, it became very kind of like everywhere. Everybody had seen it. It was so easy to get hold of. And people were watching it who didn't usually watch anime. So,
who is Jonathan Ross?
Oh, he's a big journalist. I thought he'd be famous in America as well. Perhaps not. But he was like notorious. He did like a film review show and he raved. He likes his anime and stuff. And he even does cosplay. He raved about Spirited Away, so everybody jumped on it, and it became quite popular, as it should. And the amount of people who'd seen it, who watched it, never seen any kind of anime before, never really watched cartoons, were kind of like, whew, well, that wasn't what I expected. And I had many a person say, you know what, you've got to be high to come up with that kind of thing. You've got to be.
You're not wrong, Anthony. Man, you know more people who think things are made by people on drugs than I do, because your list is so much better than mine.
But, I mean, it's true. Maybe my friends are so straight-laced that's the only way they can make sense of
Yes,
of
I've
it.
Got here on Twitter, the writer of Spirited Away had to be in drugs.
In them?
Yeah, in
it
them,
was in
yes.
Them.
I wonder how
wow,
many drugs.
That's a whole other level.
Yeah, I wonder how many drugs it took to create the story of Spirited Away. The people who made Spirited Away were on some major drugs. Yeah, because I would have never thought of thinking that Ghibli things were made on drugs. But I suppose.
Well,
yeah.
I was going to have Mononoke in my list as well, Princess Mononoke, because I think that is a. But for me, that kind of premise and idea, somebody could dream. Like I've had dreams before that are really surreal. And that is my explanation for a lot of these films. Like, maybe somebody dreamt it. You know, it popped ideas from a dream, that kind of thing. But, yeah, Spirit Away, definitely in drugs.
Yeah, I did see a few people commenting about the other Mononoke as being made under the influence of drugs. And welcome to Irabu's office.
Perhaps, yeah.
And
yeah, it's a very good example of what we were talking about earlier, where once you know the context of Spirited Away, which is just yokai fairy tales, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem strange. No.
It grounds
someone
massively,
who's not from a, yeah, it does. And but for someone who has never heard any of any Japanese folktales
or socialism,
are familiar with the idea of yokai, or yeah, then yeah, it seems like it seems that that's the only way to make sense of it.
And it was interesting when that film kind of blew up over here, and I felt like everyone's seen that. If you ask someone, oh, have you seen any like anime? I've seen Spirited Away. That's usually a go-to film that people tend to have seen.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's played a lot on TV here as well, though, isn't it?
Because
I mean, it most likely will be on again at Christmas, because they normally have like a Ghibli season on Film 4 at Christmas, and that's a free-to-view film channel. So, lots of people have watched a lot of Ghibli now over the past decade. Bradley, what's your number two?
My number two is Nichijō. And this is kind of a stand-in for a particular type of comedy, which is similar to TQ, but it's not quite the, or at least the good examples aren't quite the LOL random that I think of when I think of, say, Excel Saga.
Yeah.
But there is a certain type of slightly hyper, very weird comedy that resonates with anime fans, and seems like it was made on drugs to roughly everybody else. So Nichijō just being a very good, very well-crafted example of that kind of thing.
Yep, I find the TV version of it incredibly boring, but so maybe it was made under Somers. But I do like the comic. okay, now...
Aren't they incredibly similar? It's a very literal adaptation, right?
I like the layouts a lot in the comic.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I just thought it was lost. And it's one of those things which works. I find it funnier in animated GIF form than actually watching an episode.
Oh, I think the perfect way to watch Nichijō is YouTube clips.
Yeah.
That's the ideal way to do it. And if Crunchyroll could license it, I guarantee you that they would immediately start clipping that and spamming it on your Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Because they would get so many shares. The jokes are just take a few minutes to explain, and they're fun to look at, and they're just well-crafted and funny. So, yeah.
Right. I've now got lots of quotes, so you can find out what my number two is as I read them. I watched 5 minutes of Panty and Stocking, enough to make me question what drugs the writers were on when writing this. I tried to watch Panty and Stocking, but that show is on drugs, man. I don't know. I just watched the Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt OVA. What the hell was that, Gainax? Are you, like, on drugs 24/7, 365? Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt is such a weird show. I just watched an episode out of curiosity. Drugs had to be involved. It's like Gainax required all of its staff for Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt to be on drugs while working. Drugs made Panty and Stocking happen, so I'm 99.9% sure. Watching the anime Panty and Stocking, I get the impression that the writers were on drugs. The results are amusing, to say the least. So there you go, that's Panty and Stocking. Made under the influence of drugs, according to Twitter.
Has to have been.
It has to have been. Got to have been. Yeah. No other two ways about it. Now our number one, like our number five, is all exactly the same. So, Anthony, do you want to get us started off?
Well, what pronunciation are we going for initially?
Fooly Cooly.
Fooly Cooly, okay. Because this is an interesting, that's an interesting debate in itself. Yeah, how can this not be number one? Irons on the side of hills. I mean, even from the offset, it's kind of strange, but it escalates. I think escalation is what really makes me think it must have been on something. I feel like people will think, like, you know...
This is what dummies think they're on something, not you.
I know, I nearly slipped up and joined them. they're coaxing me in with idiot ideas of people not being able to create stuff that are interesting unless they're influenced with something. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in this that it's just out of the ordinary and strange. Like, people, the episode that's really weird for me, I want to mention this, is when the father dies. That is, like, that's dark. And, yeah. And people definitely think this is something that must have been on drugs. I want some quotes. Because the quotes are funny.
I'll finish with that. I'll finish with that. Oh, Bradley, good. What are you going to say on Fooly Cooly?
Don't slip up like I did. The dummies are going to get you.
I think the biggest criteria for being number one on this list is distribution. So if it showed on Toonami, more people are likely to see it, and more people are likely to say this must have been made on drugs. But, you know, even if your criteria is just the quality of the cartoon that was supposedly made on drugs, I think Fooly Cooly still tops the list of a lot of anime. It's frankly one of my favorite anime ever made, which as a story of adolescence, but also as just a very well-produced cartoon, I find it highly entertaining and worth revisiting every time. So.
Okay.
It's a good cartoon.
It is a good cartoon. But Fooly Cooly is what happens when you're on drugs. That mess is crazy, lol. Better start stocking up on drugs now. Fooly Cooly just got renewed for 2 more seasons. Pretty sure Fooly Cooly couldn't have been made without heavy drugs. Whoever made Fooly Cooly must have been on some hardcore drugs, I swear. The creators of Fooly Cooly must have been on 5 different drugs while making the anime. I want to know who thought of this stuff and what drugs they were on when it happened. Hashtag Fooly Cooly. I just got told that the creator of Fooly Cooly was supposedly on drugs while he was making it. That explains everything, to be honest. LOL. Whoever wrote Fooly Cooly was on drugs. If you are an otaku and have never watched Fooly Cooly, shame on you. That show was on drugs. When you get some of the best storytellers Galax has, put them in a room and give them the good drugs, you get Fooly Cooly. Fooly Cooly was definitely written when people were on drugs. Hashtag Fooly Cooly. Hashtag Toonami. Someone must have been on drugs when they created hashtag Fooly Cooly. How many drugs were used to make this anime? All of them. Hashtag Fooly Cooly. What drugs were you on, Gynax? Hashtag Fooly Cooly. And here's my last one. I wonder if Gynax gave the people at Production IG some of their drugs when they were making this show. Hashtag Fooly Cooly. So, hashtag Fooly Cooly. There you go. There's a Toonami one in there, making it true to what Bradley said. I suspect all of those were during some sort of re-airing of it on Toonami Adult Swim. So I think that's definitely the king. Things missing, I didn't put any Misaki Yuasa things in, because I think I'm trying to avoid things which are like super deliberately surreal, or have got like a music scene, a surreal musical scene, which would make people think of things like Yellow Submarine and things like that. I didn't put in Cowboy Bebop or Samurai Champloo, despite them both having episodes where the main characters do get high. And the current winner, from looking at Twitter, the current anime currently airing that is made on drugs is Flip Flappers.
What's that?
Twitter. It is... I've only watched the first episode. It's a strange show, and I'm probably not doing it justice because I've only watched the first episode. It's a show where these two girls seem to get sent into storybook worlds or fairy tale worlds. But apparently it's literally drugs and somebody's enjoying it. Why smoke drugs when you can just watch Flip Flappers? I swear I have to be on drugs to understand Flip Flappers. Watch the first ep of Flip Flappers. This is drugs. Drugs, the show. Hashtag Flip Flappers. What kind of drugs were they on while making Flip Flappers? Flip Flappers is like an Alice in Wonderland, but with more hard drugs. Does that explain it for you, Anthony?
I tell you what, it looks pretty good.
It does. The first episode looks really great. But I just didn't have time to watch it. Dwayne and Niall are watching it. Dwayne seems less enthused than Niall does. So I'm letting them be in the canary in the mine for me.
I bet its reputation as something on drugs is helped by its name, Flip Flappers.
I don't get it. I must be on here.
Is that drug
it
talk?
It just sounds strange.
Okay.
So.
I'm not down with the latest drug slang, Bradley.
No.
I'm not as street as you.
Yes, which I am clearly up on all the time.
Righty-ho. That wraps up this week's episode of the Dynamite in the Brain Top 10 on drugs.
Yeah. I'm on a come down. I'm hungover. Hangover the thing you get? I don't know. Or come down. I don't know. I'm skitting. That's the word. I don't know.
We broke Brian. He can't do the outro anymore. This episode will now
He's
just
too
last
high.
Forever.
Well, normally I just end these episodes on goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.